Right now, hiding under your desk in your deleted instant messages and messy meeting transcripts is the most valuable asset your company owns. But until about 5 minutes ago, nobody had a clue how to read it. Welcome to today's deep dive.
Yeah, it's a completely wild concept.
It really is. We are unpacking this fascinating blog post by Tony Burleson about what he calls the secret rocket fuel of AI. Our mission is to figure out what this dark data actually is and, why it's suddenly the ultimate corporate cheat code.
Right, and the massive governance landmines it's hiding, because there are a lot of them.
Oh, absolutely. So to start us off, what exactly are we talking about when we say dark data?
Well, I mean, we're talking about the sheer volume of unstructured content that a business just accumulates over decades. It's the daily digital exhaust.
Like old emails and PDFs and stuff.
Exactly. And historically, analyzing a million disorganized emails was just too complex and way too expensive. So it just sat there completely untouched.
It makes me think of an analogy like structured data, your quarterly revenue report, that's basically a company's polished resume.
That's a really great way to put it.
Yeah, it's the clean story you present to the board. But dark data is the messy real-world reality of how the work actually gets done. So how are we suddenly able to read this mess?
So, artificial intelligence completely changed the math here. Instead of relying on humans to manually categorize things, modern AI models can ingest all those chaotic meeting notes and instantly tag them,
Just instantly.
right, with metadata. It identifies patterns, sentiment, and context at lightning speed. It turns this vast, unmanageable dumping ground into a highly searchable database.
Okay, let's unpack this mechanism a bit. Because if we just feed an AI the polished resume, the standard legacy databases, we severely limit its understanding, right?
Yes, exactly. It misses the big picture.
It doesn't know the undocumented exceptions or, the tribal knowledge. So by feeding it dark data, are we basically giving the AI a company's actual institutional memory?
That is the exact core of Burleson's argument. I mean, AI hallucinations usually happen because the models lack grounding in a specific reality. They just guess based on generic internet scrapes.
Right, the generic stuff anyone can find online.
Yeah, but organizations are fixing this by using what are called retrieval pipelines and vector databases.
Wait, vector databases. You're gonna have to translate that for me. How does a database read an inside joke in a Slack message and turn it into institutional memory?
So think of a vector database, like a massive 3D map of concepts. Instead of just looking for exact keyword matches, the AI translates words and sentences into numbers, like coordinates on that map.
Okay, coordinates, I follow.
Right. So if an employee jokingly messages that a supplier is moving at dial-up speed, the AI plots that phrase near concepts like delayed delivery or frustration. It understands the actual context.
Oh, wow. So when you ask the AI a question later, the retrieval pipeline fetches those relevant coordinates. It actually grounds the answer in your company's operational reality.
You got it. It stops guessing and actually understands the specific quirks of your clients because it maps your actual conversations.
But hold on. If the AI is suddenly grounded in our messy reality, that means it's reading every single embarrassing chat log, right? Every private complaint.
Yep, every half-baked brainstorm.
That sounds like a massive governance nightmare.
Oh, it is a huge hurdle. And a lot of firms already have their first big chunks of dark data sitting right there in Microsoft's cloud, just ready to be ingested.
Just waiting there.
Yeah. Burleson uses instant messaging as a prime example here. If a firm feeds its internal chats into a proprietary AI platform, that model suddenly knows exactly which managers are genuinely liked.
Oh man, and which ones are disliked?
Exactly. It knows what the staff really thinks about leadership.
Here's where it gets really interesting to me. If employees realize an AI is mapping their private chats to evaluate management, won't they just change how they communicate entirely? Like, people will stop using the company chat or start talking in code.
Oh, that behavioral shift is highly likely if the rules aren't transparent. You need.
Which probably means creating entirely new jobs, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Navigating this complex landscape of data permissions is going to require new job categories just to manage who or what has access to the corporate subconscious.
The corporate subconscious, I love that term.
Yeah, but despite those governance headaches, the return on investment is undeniable. AI that leverages dark data will challenge centuries-old business models designed around human output limits.
Because it bypasses those limits entirely.
Right. We are looking at the promise of AI performing the equivalent work of entire teams 24/7 simply by tapping into the knowledge already lying dormant in the system.
Which means, for you listening right now, your daily digital exhaust, you know, the quick email to a vendor, the shared spreadsheet, that vent session online.
Yeah, all of that.
All of that is the rocket fuel powering this shift.
The neat filing cabinet is totally obsolete. The messy reality on the floor is what actually powers the future.
Which leaves you with this to ponder. If an AI's brain is built by mapping your personal problem-solving style, your shortcuts, and your unique expertise found in those dark data logs, well, when you eventually leave the company, who actually owns your expertise?